Hello and welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howe, Director, HCM Cloud Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And we have two guests joining us on the show today. First, let me introduce a returning guest and colleague, Ann Warham, Principal Product Advisor, EMEA HCM Development at Oracle. Ann joined Oracle over 7 years ago. She's a member of the EMEA HCM Center of Excellence team and an HCM Cloud expert specializing in payroll. Ann has over 32 years of experience, primarily in HR and payroll implementations, and has worked in various roles. She's been a developer, a systems functional and business analyst, and a project manager. She also has an e-business suite background. Ann is currently responsible for providing advice and guidance to Oracle's cloud payroll customers and partners. Thank you for joining us today, Ann. It's great to have you back on HCM Cloud Talk Radio.
Hi, Frank. It's great to be back on the show.
And also joining us on HCM Cloud Talk Radio today is Alan D'Souza, Oracle Senior Principal Product Manager, HCM Development. Alan has been with Oracle going on 7 years, with 3 years being in product development and close to 4 years in product management. He has over 13 years of experience in designing, developing, implementing, and managing products and solutions in the areas of recruiting, time and labor, and payroll, as well as representing partners, implementers, and also customers across geographies and industry verticals. Today, Alan has functional ownership of payroll extracts, balances, time calculation cards, payroll relationships, and event notifications. Alan, thank you for joining us on HCM Cloud Talk Radio. It's a pleasure to have you here on the show as well.
Thank you for having me, Frank.
Alan and Ann have joined us today to talk about delivered payroll reports for Oracle's cloud payroll customers. So, Ann, maybe you can help us get the show started today. What are delivered payroll reports, and are there many of these reports for Oracle's cloud payroll customers?
Hi, Frank. Yes, we deliver a number of global payroll reports. These are common across all the payroll localizations we support. These reports are necessary to ensure the customers can view, validate, and reconcile their payroll processing. Examples of these would be the gross to net report, PL results register, payroll balance report, third party payment register, payroll costing report, and payroll audit report. We also deliver reports specific to localizations that are required for compliance with legislation. Examples of UK-specific reports are those for real-time information, or RTI. These would be the full payment summary, FPS, and the employer payment summary, the EPS. Full details are given in MOS.1921464.1, Oracle Fusion HRMS, United Kingdom. Payroll implementation and functional considerations. Similar documentation is available for other localizations and can be found via their information centres on MOS. The UK Information Centre is DOC ID 2090342.2 and this has links to the other information centres. In addition, we have a spreadsheet listing reports. This can be found in the Health Centre, docs.oracle.com. Go to cloud applications, global human resources, and then select the task, analyze and report, and review the pre-built analytics and reports. Select human resources reports.
Great, thanks, Anne. So in what format are these reports delivered to customers? Would most payroll departments want them in an Excel document?
Yes, Frank. The reports are available in both PDF and or Excel. As a number of reports, the customer themselves will decide to which format, or indeed choose both formats from a single submission. So this will depend on, obviously, who the audience is going to receive this report. Based on that, the customer will decide which one do they need. Do they need it in Excel? Do they need it in PDF? And will also depend on what the purpose of the report is, what they do with this report. Most of the times, we would expect our customers will probably select the Excel option. And our reports in Excel, they'll need those for reconciliation purposes. So reports such as the payroll activity report, the gross to net report, the statutory deduction report, to name a few. The annual results register is also produced in Excel format. And this is really useful because it has a pivot table as well. And this feature is available so you can obtain totals by element and by person. For further details, I would recommend that customers and partners view the Using Global Payroll, which can be found in the Help Center, again on docs.oracle.com. Go to Cloud Applications, Global Human Resources, and select the task Use, and then you'll find Use Global Payroll. And in the section Calculation, Validate, and Balance Payroll, you'll be able to view the reports.
Great. So can you talk about how reports now use the reporting name of elements and balances? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So recent changes to reports now ensure that the reporting name is used. So this is a standard practice in most systems, as the element name might be cryptic, but the reporting name should be self-explanatory, especially when we're using these reporting names on people's payslips. Also, where elements or balances share the same reporting name and attributes, then they will appear as a single entry on the reports, which, is helpful to our customers.
Okay, thanks, Anne. So, Alan, I imagine some of these reports could be very large. Are there any performance concerns for these large reports? And can you talk about what Oracle's doing with regards to enhancing performance?
Sure. We've been working on performance and scalability enhancements on various fronts. First off, we reduce the output footprint, so we ensure the reports don't hold on to temporary transient data, data that was used just to produce the outputs, unless the user wanted to retain them, let's say, for a specific need, such as investigations for an SR. Secondly, we provided the summary mode in various reports, such as third-party payment register, costing report, and gross-to-net report, and this is so that customers can quickly get to the summary if that's all they needed. In the near future, we will be delivering new reports tailored for the year-end reporting in three high-volume areas: payroll activity report, statutory deduction register, and payroll register. And so in addition to showing YTD totals by default, these new reports would also allow month-to-date and quarter-to-date balances to be shown by a simple one-time configuration of the balance groups. In addition to producing an Excel output by default, and the PDF, these reports would also come with a new option to produce a flat CSV output. That this output not only runs in a fraction of the time taken to produce in Excel, but it can also be easily imported into Excel itself.
Okay, it sounds like some really good enhancements coming in. So what steps would you recommend customers take to reduce their reporting workload?
That's a great question, Frank. We've seen customers adopt different approaches to manage the reporting so that they get the information they need in a timely and proactive manner. For example, many of the anomalies and exceptions that payroll managers are looking for when they run the reports could be configured as balance exceptions, and these could be flagged in our balance exception report without having to sift through massive report outputs. Secondly, taking a top-down approach of running the summary output first and then narrowing the scope down to the detail mode for those tax reporting units that have hotspots, this can reduce overall data volume as well.
Okay, great. Great guidance. So can you share with our listeners any recent enhancements with regards to the payroll reports?
Yes. In Release 19A, in addition to the gross-to-net report in summary mode feature I just talked about, we also introduced a couple of reports in the retroactive payroll area, the retroactive entries report, and prior to that, the retroactive notification report. We also added report category as a parameter to our extract-based reports so that users could choose the option of Excel, as we discussed earlier. We also now have the flexibility to mask bank accounts in the payment reports. Also, we can display hours balances beyond just regular earnings and absences. So these are some of the recent enhancements.
Okay. And what about payslips? Are there any enhancements in that area, since that's something that affects every employee?
Sure. Last year, we enhanced the earnings details section on the payslip to show earnings with units other than hours, like days or other units. We also allowed users to control how many decimal places are shown for the element rate. We are now also allowing generating payslips based on the employee's correspondence language. In addition, we've also provided the ability to pull payslips that are already generated into a payslip reprinting report on an ad hoc basis. And we're continuing to incorporate customer feedback in this area.
Okay, so what other enhancements can customers expect to see in their future updates?
We're working on a number of initiatives here. Early next year, we'll be delivering a new report for payroll messages and also adding a new payment summary section on the third-party payment register, similar to what we have on the payment register. We're also working on tuning the performance of the end-of-year archiver, or the year-end archiver, as some call it. This is the precursor to several year-end reports, and with this tweak, we can see the performance improved on the year-end reports. With the new Idea Labs that is being used across HCM that allows customers to not only suggest new features, but also vote on those that others may have raised, we can now prioritize our R&D efforts on those features that have more broader and deeper impact on customers. So I'd recommend our listeners to visit the Workforce Rewards Idea Labs that you can find under Customer Connect to see and vote on what's been requested, and also make their own pitch if they have a feature they think should be in our product.
Excellent. Thanks, Alan. And I agree, customers should be out there using Ideas Lab and getting their ideas out there so that they can hopefully get them into the product. So thank you for that. And Anne, all this sounds really great, but what happens if customers have specific reporting requirements that are unique to their business? What can they do?
Well, I suppose the question always is, Frank, is are the changes really unique to them? So it's always worth checking, as Alan's just discussed, the Ideas Lab. Check for any postings or any ideas before embarking on creating a new report. There's also the report sharing center on Customer Connect. If you go to forums, human resources, global human resources, and then HR report sharing center, and you can search for payroll. So having done all this initial research and you know, we can't find a report that actually suits the one that you want, then yes, you can certainly can create their own using the OTBI reports, using the payroll subject areas. So subject areas for element entries, personal payment methods, run results, costings, payment distribution, retroactive pay, and balances. And we recommend customers to listen in to a previous talk radio session with Julian Challenger to decide which reporting tool is best for them. That talk radio show was entitled "Which Report Solution Should I Use in HCM Cloud?" And it was in July 2019.
Thanks, Anne. So we've come to the end of our show today. Is there anything else either of you would like to share with our listeners about delivered payroll reports?
Yes, Frank. So just to recap, it's important for customers and partners to be aware of the reports available out of the box and how they can utilize them, especially when it comes to the reconciliation processing. We don't want them reinventing the wheel. Always check the release readiness material available on cloud.oracle.com. Go to resources, readiness, and then HCM. And particularly check the workforce rewards, what's new doc. As you've just heard, there's been a few changes and enhancements, and there's more to come, and they'll all be documented within the readiness material. We also recommend feedback and ideas and encourage our customers and partners to use the Ideas Lab on Customer Connect. The Customer Connect forums are a great resource, especially the Report Sharing Center. And finally, as I mentioned very early on there in the session, that Alan and his colleague Venki gave a great presentation on Customer Connect back on the 24th of September, in which they covered delivered reports and creating your own reports via OTBI. We did have a great attendance on there. There was a number of questions which have been answered since, so we would definitely encourage people to go and take a look at that session, that recording on Customer Connect. The PDF and the recording and the Q&A, which is mentioned, is available for customers and partners to download or listen to.
Great advice, Anne. Thank you. And I want to thank you both for joining us on HCM Cloud Talk Radio today. It was great having you on the show to talk about delivered payroll reports and sharing your knowledge and expertise with our listeners. I hope you both enjoyed being on the show as well, and maybe you could join us again on another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show to talk about any enhancements that may be coming to payroll reports and future updates. How does that sound?
Sounds great, Frank. Looking forward to being on the show again in the future.
Thanks, Frank. It was a pleasure to be on the show.
As a recap, I would like to mention some of the locations of information that was provided by Anne and Alan throughout the show today. Please first visit the Information Center, Fusion Capital Management, United Kingdom, and that's DOC ID 209-034-2.2 on My Oracle Support. And you can get there by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/2GAM. This document provides up-to-date detailed UK legislative information for HCM Cloud and Cloud Payroll customers. Make sure to check out the tabs across the top of the page to navigate to important documentation and other useful links. There's a lot of great information here, so please make sure to check out this document. We also recommend you visit Oracle's Help Center located at docs.oracle.com, where you can find information about Oracle's products and services with targeted solutions, getting started guides, and content for advanced use cases. With regards to our show today, we'd like you to check out the following documents. Oracle Human Resources Cloud 19C Analyze and Report by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/2U51W1. At the lower right of the page, you're going to find the section titled Review Pre-Built Analytics and Reports. And here you're going to find links to HCM reports and setup reports, which detail all of the available delivered reports for HCM Cloud customers. And the other document on Oracle's Cloud Help Center that we would like you to check out is Using Global Payroll, specifically the section titled Calculate, Validate, and Balance Payroll. And you can get there by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/2GAM. And there's a long list of delivered payroll reports on these pages, so please make sure to check out both of these locations on Oracle's Help Center for more information. Another great source of information that we talked about today is Oracle's Cloud Customer Connect, which you can reach by going to cloudcustomerconnect.oracle.com. And with regards to reports, one of the best sources of information is the Report Sharing Center, which you can get to by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/2GAM. The Report Sharing Center provides sample HR Cloud OTBI and BI publisher reports that have been posted by the community in response to real-life reporting requirements. These reports are available for you to download and install on your environment. So visit the Report Sharing Center on Cloud Customer Connect to see what might be available for your specific reporting needs. We also published an HCM Cloud Talk radio show here in July 2019 with Julian Challenger titled, Which Report Solution Should I Use in HCM Cloud? And you can listen to that recording by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/2O6H1. On this show, Julian explains the benefits and best use of the available reporting tools for HCM Cloud customers. So please listen into the show for some great tips and information. And lastly, please visit Oracle's Cloud Readiness site by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/2GAM to view the Workforce Rewards Release Readiness materials. This site provides links to detailed information about what's new in 19A through 19D, including the new feature summary, spotlights, release readiness training, maintenance packs and known issues, and product documentation. So please bookmark this page so you can refer back to it for all this important information. We look forward to hearing from you and receiving your comments or any suggestions or ideas for topics you'd like us to explore on future shows. You can also send us any questions you might have about our show today. And to reach us, simply just send us an email to hcm-cloud-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. We look forward to hearing from you soon. This concludes our show today on Delivered Payroll Reports. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the discussion. We hope you enjoyed the show and found the information we provided helpful and relevant for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howe, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.